Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Blah, 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 you know what time it is. They say life a bit tight tonight, boy, we diving in. We got Zach Amico, red dot, headshot, he's a sniper. The Puerto Rican point guard striking like a viper. Yo,
Lewis and Zach are back,
and it came to attack, spilling crack on the track, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yeah, the Zach and the rattlesnake spin straight facts, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
for the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back,
for them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
for them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
when they making noise.
What's up, boys? It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, number one podcaster in the world. I'm not just going to call myself that. Who's better than me at podcasting?
And if they are they really going to admit it?
They don't want to challenge me.
Yeah.
They don't want to fucking come at the rattlesnake.
They don't want that smoke.
They don't want the venom.
Ira Glass versus Luis J. Gomez.
Let's go.
In the octagon.
Oh, let's go. I'll fucking choke Ira Glass out. I don't even know if that's a woman or a man. I've heard that name so many times. I quote Ira Glass.
You quote it.
I quote Ira Glass. A quote about talent, about appreciating talent. Great quote. Great quote. Talking about how taste. About how if you have good taste, you're trying to emulate your great taste, and you never feel like you're good enough. And it's just I read that. I was like, that's great. And then I found out it was an actual faggot that said it. So like,
would it change your view if you found out if it was a man or a woman?
I think it's a man.
You think it's a man?
I think I found out it's a man. Right?
The fight's off. It's a man.
There he is. What's up, pussy?
That's
bitch.
Ira Glass. Dude, I honestly had no idea.
How did
That's
you think
not-
a man named Ira
dude,
Glass?
I got to be honest with you. I thought it was like
you thought
an
it was
old-
going to be Terry Crews?
I thought it was like an I thought it was an older guy with like a big beard.
Ira Glass. Ira Glass.
Ira
Glass jaw when I'm done with it.
Fuck you up, rattlesnake.
What if he fucking came at me, dude?
Yeah.
What if Ira Glass was like, yo, I will fucking fight you at skank fights next year?
The Glass Man is not happy.
Just knew he was
Jay Gomez.
Oh, yeah.
Breaks both your thumbs back.
Oh, Ira, no.
Lay down.
You that punch him, your hand breaks.
Guys, sweet at Ira Glass, harass him into fighting me. I will fight him. If he accepts the challenge, I'll fight Ira Glass at the next gang.
At this point, Ira Glass has nothing to lose.
Really, honestly,
just do it.
I mean, is he even relevant anymore?
Dude, his NPR fan base is pretty rabid. You don't want to rile them up,
guys. Do you understand what my fan base may hate me, but they hate people that hate me more than they hate me. It's a weird thing. If somebody like on the outside starts like coming at me, they'll be like, "Yo, fuck you." He's our punching bag, and then mm-hmm. they'll fucking
yeah,
attack.
A strict
them.
Hierarchy of hate.
It's kind
of
crazy.
And
yeah.
Lewis is fine with that. His dad was an NPR.
That was actually solid, Zach. It was a solid fucking joke. It is the Lewis and Zach show, folks. We're very excited about today's show. It's Wednesday. We are live. We're live here. If you guys want to chime in at any point, 573-GASLINE is the phone number. I like taking calls on the live show, Shannon. Once in a blue, we'll take calls, questions, whatever it is. If they have an interesting question, Shannon, you can patch them through. I don't mind if you think it's an interesting question. But we have a great show planned today. I am Lewis J. Gomez. I am the point guard of podcasting. He is the international superstar, Zach Amico. This is the Lewis and Zach show.
Stockton and Provolone.
Lewis and Zach are back. Two incredible white guests on the show, as always, from the End Podcast, ladies and gentlemen, the great Ryan Shaner back on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Good.
So glad to be here.
Yay. And I guess from no podcast at all, but brand new special I just saw on Stavi's channel just a little while ago. Very funny, hilarious comic, great roaster, great guy all around. The great JP McDade back on the show.
Thank you, boys. Blessed to be stressed.
Hell yeah, doggy. Oh. Shannon, how you feeling today, girl?
Okay. Sorry, we have somebody sitting in for Jorge today. So maybe just a little choppy.
Who do we have
I'm
sitting in for
good.
Jorge today?
Dom is sitting in for Jorge today.
Dumb. We call him Dumb. Dominic. Hi, Dominic. How are you? Can we go to the Dominic cam?
I bet we can't.
How are you?
Look at that. The lead singer of Coheed and Cambria in the background, which is pretty cool. Claudio Sanchez. Just hanging out in the studios today in the background. Pretty sick.
Welcome, Claudio.
We have an incredible show point. A lot to talk about on today's show. Shannon, what are we up against? In 1865, Columbus stepped on a beehive. Was that it?
Nope.
Damn it. What is it?
In 1865, U.S. abolished slavery.
Okay.
Oh.
You know, I did say this to my son yesterday. I was like, you know, I don't know how I got there, but I said the words, not every slave owner was racist. I said that to my 12-year-old, my 11-year-old son. I swear to God, in all seriousness, we were just having a conversation overall about sort of like culture and how it changes. And we were talking about a cartoon from 1932 that was, we watched a Santa Claus cartoon. Pull up the Santa Claus cartoon with all like the little racist pickaninny dolls. And it's just like, and it's on the Disney Channel, and there's a warning that comes up. And it's like, yeah, some people are going to be offended by some images, but my son's like, why? And then we watched the cartoon, and he didn't notice anything. And I noticed the little pickaninny dolls, and I noticed the little Asian doll. And I was just kind of wanted to see if he was going to pick up on what was wrong with it. And then he was looking.
Hey, they're not white.
Yeah. He's just inherently racist, right?
Well, no, he was like, I don't really know. And I was like, well, James, I was like, people are looking for something to be mad about. I was like, this today's culture.
Nature
like,
versus nurture versus N-word.
People want to look. People are looking. And if you're looking for the microaggressions and you're looking for the racism in life, you'll find it. You'll find it every time. And then we were driving in the car, and I was making the point. I was like, James, I was like, look, I was like, I just looked at my hazard button on the car. And I was like, it's a upside down red triangle. I was like, I bet you if I looked upside down red triangle hate symbol, I was like, I bet you it exists. Sure enough, Nazi fucking symbol, yeah, right there and then, right?
Also the symbol of Shadow Lou from Street Fighter.
Oh, okay.
It's not good. Yeah. It's not good. Bison
not
symbol.
Good. So, and then we went down a path where I was like, you know, not every slave owner was racist, Shape. Some of them were good people.
I love that idea of the guy who's like, yeah, all my slaves are black, but you know what? They do great work.
They're
proud, proud slave owners.
Was there not some proud ass slave
Probably.
Owners who were nice to their slaves and treated their slaves pretty goddamn cool? It was a part of the culture. This is the point that I was making. And as you guys were looking at me the same way he looked at me, he couldn't connect with it. I was like, no. It was just the culture.
It was also every culture in existence until the year 1863.
Right, exactly. Obviously, it's not right. It's an evil practice. But at the same time, like, you know.
Statistically, there had to be some that were nice.
Yeah. Of course.
People enslave people of their own race too.
Yeah.
So
I bet you, Shannon, can you do a little research and find the friendliest slave owner?
Yeah,
I bet you that's like
a first name basis yeah. type. They're like,
please, Jeff.
Mass is my father, Cornelius.
Mass is my father.
Look, we work hard. We also play hard, guys. Yeah. It's gonna be wild.
I'm assuming some slave owners, they treated their slaves like fucking gold. They were very valuable slaves as well. If I had slaves. And I would have. Let's see. John Pinney was a slave owner who treated his slaves well by providing medical care, setting aside land for them to grow their own food, and giving them clothing. He also made sure that his managers didn't treat the slaves harshly, and he prepared to show visitors how well the slaves were treated. Pinney's plantation was called Mound Travers and was located on the Caribbean island of Jamaica. Oh, my God.
And, well,
this is
on.
My fucking spirit yeah. animal.
He was on island time.
Yeah.
Let's get a close-up of him.
That was Frederick Douglass. Is who that was.
Yeah, that was not.
I did live on Frederick
yeah,
Douglass Boulevard.
That was Frederick. That was Frederick. That was Frederick Douglass.
Is that Frederick Douglass?
Frederick Douglass famously got sent to a slave breaker who was like more harsh than his slave master because he was like,
well,
he was like disobedient. So they sent him to another guy who's like, I fuck slaves up professionally.
That's actually like, if you remove the racism from it, a really fun job.
Dude.
Like, think about how fun it would be to be a slave breaker.
It's also a sick wrestling name.
Slave breaker. Oh, my God. He's going to give him the whip.
I can't believe it, King. It's a slave breaker now. Back out. He whipped him, King.
He's taking the shackles out of the bag.
Who could it be? The lights went out. There's a bunch of black people running away, King.
I'll tell you right now, obviously I'm not for slavery. I'm just saying if you're going to have slaves, treat them nice.
Do it right.
Is that not a good thing?
If you guys can dig your own pool, you can use it whenever you want.
Shannon, is there another is there another famous slave owner that was particularly friendly?
I did find the actual picture of that
slave owner. It's
going to
be a shallow pool.
Master Rogers.
This is that other guy.
That's the cool guy?
Yeah, that's
the
cool guy.
Oh, welcome, friends.
Yeah. N-word.
Are you feeling sad today? Do your hands hurt? Sometimes my hands hurt, too.
I have no issue with, you know, people owning slaves back then. It was part of the culture. It was like fucking...
Yeah, there must have been a guy who could afford slaves, but he was just really lonely. He just wanted people to hang out with yeah. all the time.
I would be a fun slave owner.
You know?
I would be a very fun slave owner.
I'm
like,
a cool guy.
No, I would. I really would. I swear to God. I would fucking... We'd have parties. We would fucking... We'd listen to music. I would help them myself in the field. I would be a leader. I would lead by example.
I'm never going to ask you to do a job I wouldn't do myself.
Goddamn right. I really wouldn't.
Look at you, dude.
So look, let's see. We have a lot to talk about. First of all, I'm very excited. Zach, I bought you a Christmas gift. I bought you tickets to go see System of a Down.
You did. Well, yeah. Thank you. That's and very, very kind of you.
And my stupid bitch sister as well, who's just unappreciative. And every other day now, it's just a new argument between me and her.
Wow.
Yeah, she sucks.
She got System of a Brown. As
yeah.
Well.
He's a sister of a Brown.
She's no, yeah, I got my sister a ticket as well, but you know, this is nothing that I do is appreciated.
So she didn't like this. Now is it because Korn is with him? She not like Korn?
No, she loves Korn. Oh. She was a Korn fan growing up.
Oh,
and I was the System of a Down fan, and I was always like, yo, Korn sucks. But it was really part of it was to just fuck with my sister. She liked Korn, sure. So I was like, yo, Korn sucks. And they did kind of suck. They were just kind of like, it was just kind of eye-rolly.
Eye-rolly.
Yeah. They just weren't like, they're fine. I'm going to go see Korn. I think it'll be a fun show to go see. They have some hits or whatever, but I just, whatever it was, Korn never really resonated with me. But I do think a big part of it was that my sister liked Korn. I wanted to be like, yo, Korn sucks. System of a Down fucking rules, dude.
Sure. Eye-rolly is an Asian car service.
Yeah. So, I'm not going to get into the whole story because we already did it on Legion of Skanks and it's coming out on Christmas Eve.
Boy.
But they're...
I was very... You piqued my interest with your story yesterday.
Doggy, I mean...
I couldn't stop thinking about it.
It's...
Yeah, I couldn't.
It was the craziest interaction I've ever had with any human being in my entire life. Everyone knows on Monday's episode, I went to go look at a car in Queens. That's a bad idea. Do not go to... auto showroom in Long Island City, Queens, because there's a chance that the situation could escalate and the manager may pull a katana sword on you. That's literally...
It was pretty amazing.
That's so fucking honorable.
No, and it was...
it started off...
It started off that you went to a place called Generic Auto Showroom.
Yep.
Lewis and I are the same person. We're both like, we're a little street smart. We can get a deal. So, like, when I got fucked on the bed that I bought years ago, it was because I went to a place called Furniture.
Yeah. I believe that.
And I negotiated with a man with
it's
a diamond
guy
tooth.
Who does the names for all the bodegas.
Yeah. Yeah. I negotiated with a man with a diamond tooth. And I paid cash and got exactly what I deserved.
Zach, it was
a bed that did not work.
Zach, it was the craziest thing I've ever. And we have the videos. We'll do the videos and everything on Legion. I'll give you the quick sort of like
please.
Story
you got
of what happened.
Footage?
Oh, he takes
We're waiting for the police cam footage, chess cam footage to come back.
Wait, we can see them doing nothing?
We could see them. Well, we could see me being a lunatic and them all laughing behind my back, probably.
I bet they are.
Which is going to be the best part.
I cannot wait.
Dude, it was insane. I talked to an Indian guy. He's like, come on down. He was like, I'd love to give you a test drive. Let's go. And the only reason I went to this place, because I don't know shit about cars, Nick Rochefort, who's become a pretty close friend at this point, he's the man. He loves cars and houses. He buys cars and houses. He really, when I talk to him about it, he gets like really into it. He's like, dude, he's sending me listings. He's like, no, this one, this one, this one. I sent him this listing and he's like, dude, that's the car. He was like, the color sucks, but you're Puerto Rican, so it's okay. It was a blue fucking,
Acura.
Yeah, Acura TLX, all wheel drive, A-spec fucking, you know, it is.
That's what they said when Lewis pulled up.
By the way, I performed a show with Louis C.K. last night. I was telling him the story, and he was like, oh, that's a luxury car.
Oh, that's
like, there it is right there. Look at it.
Oh, that's pretty
It's a nice car. But this one's like tinted windows, rims. Like, it was owned by a real spickaroo before.
Yeah, it's all specced out.
Yeah. So, but so, and it was marked at like $22,000, and I'm planning on just walking in and just buying. My whole plan was to walk in. I transferred all the money into my bank account from my business account to my regular account. I was like, you know what? Let me fucking buy this car. I want to have cash ready to go for it. If I want to buy it, I don't want to go back to Queens. I want to go there once, pick up the car, drive the fuck out, and that's that, right? I get there, and I was like, yeah, so I'm here to test drive the car, and there's an African manager of the place, and he's like, no. He's like, you can't test drive it. And I was like, how? What? I was like, don't I have to test drive it?
He's like that Indian guy you spoke to on the phone. That was me.
No, like, dude, the Indian guy's there. He's a little short guy. You can see he just wants to make a sale. And his crazy manager, you could, this, we went on to, we got the Yelp reviews on Legion of Skanks and everything. It's, this place is a wild place.
It is crazy.
It's fucking crazy. So the manager, he's like, yeah, no, if you're going to buy it today, you can drive it. And I was like, but I'm not going to buy it unless I drive it.
That's not really a test drive.
It's the, I'm literally, what's happening is I'm dumbfounded. And then I'm just kind of, I'm trying to make the point. I was like, you understand my point, right? I'm really just trying to get him to understand my point that it's crazy that you're asking me, that you're telling me that I have to buy it first before I test drive it.
He drive you by.
What he really is saying is he thinks I'm a dirty spick and he wants to go check my credit. He wants to go make sure that like I'm actually, I... Because I'm sure people waste
his
time.
Couldn't he have just done that, though?
Maybe, but you don't have to check my credit if I'm buying it in cash. But even so, he could have ran my... I have weirdly really good credit. Really good credit. It was above 800 for a little while. I think it's a little below 800
That's
right
great.
Now. It's really great credit. So I wouldn't even have had an issue. If he said, hey, I just want to run your credit, I would have been like, why? But whatever. So I call Nick because he recommended me this car. I'm like, dude, I was like, you won't let me drive it. I was like, that's probably a sign that I shouldn't buy it, right? And he's like, let me talk to the guy. And the guy wouldn't get on the phone with him. They start like cursing at each other. And then I'm like, me and this guy are having this weird pissing contest. I don't know where we went left or we could have went right, but now we're threatening to fight each other. Now he's like, do something. I was like, hit me, motherfucker, hit me, I'll break your fucking jaw. He goes, oh yeah, and he goes in the office and pulls out a katana sword and chases me out of the.
And then you hear the record shop, like, yep, that's me. I wonder.
You may wonder how I got in this situation.
Dude, it was definitely, I was waiting for you to flip the camera around and be like.
It was
without a doubt.
I mean,
without
a doubt. Kill Bill music.
That's what dude,
you literally made that joke. Yeah,
I said that, dude. I was like, I was waiting for that to happen.
So
that's
we'll go
the,
over.
That's the horn mix.
So, what you guys, Legion of Skanks on New Year's Eve, we're going over the whole thing, videos, the cop show. They won't do anything. They treated me like I was the problem. It was the craziest scenario I've ever been in my entire life. And look, I know that I'm the common denominator. I know that I find myself in these situations in life. But it's not that, like, no, that guy, and you, we read the Yelp reviews. Okay, let's take a moment and thank Yo Delta for supporting today's show. We love Yo Delta because Yo Delta enables you to get really high, really cheap, and legally because they have Delta 8 THC that is shipped right to your door. It's cheaper than weed. It's just as good as regular weed. It's just a different sort of chemical breakdown from regular THC. So that's, I guess, the loophole that a lot of these Delta 8 and 9 companies use. But Yo Delta, it's an incredible product. When I was smoking weed, I was smoking the vapes. Anytime you saw me smoking a vape, it was a Yo Delta vape. So trust me, I will tell you right now from firsthand experience, I was a massive pothead, and it really does work.
That is true. Yo Delta has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stone needs. When I bring weed to family functions for Christmas, Thanksgiving, anything, I bring Delta 8. Nobody even questions what it is because it works. Delta 8 is something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to almost every state, and it gets you really high. But let me tell you, this Delta 8 stuff works, and these products need to be taken responsibly.
Just right now, go to yodelta.com, use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, save yourself 25% off. That's a huge deal. Get some gummies, get some vapes, save a little bit of cash, get stoned in the new year, if that's your thing, at yodelta.com. All right, where were we? I think everyone finds themselves in these situations in life. They let it happen. Most people just let life wash over them and they just fucking erode away and they just take and they just take it and take it and take it. And I'm just, I can't, whatever it is, something happens where I feel like I'm fucking wronged and I can't let it go. It's a Larry David thing. It really is. Except me and Larry David, we're just very different people. He like is nebbish and fucking, you know, complains like I threaten to fight people. And I know it's a problem and I know it's going to end up with me being
Katana'd.
Yeah.
But that's what I said. It was like, if there's any way that I would look, I don't want you to die, Lewis. But if I found out you were slashed with a katana,
that you were honor killed,
I would be like, this is the coolest thing.
I would not even fact check it
Come
once.
On. I no. wouldn't even. I would be like, yo, Lewis.
You'd be like, yo, you'd speak at my funeral. Like, now we all know he deserved this. Yeah. But
you were
he was a cool dude. Either way, he
would have been the coolest slave owner ever.
There's two sides to every story, but there's only one edge to a katana.
Dude, if you got killed with a katana, how big of a blade would they need to kill James?
I don't know.
Sword.
Yeah, the key sword.
Dude, the whole thing was fucking out of control.
Would
and
you say you stand up for yourself every time?
Yeah.
100%.
That's the problem.
And would you rather live like that or live the other way?
I'd probably rather let things go.
Really?
Because it does give me, it causes problems in my life. The amount of times, like, I think about when my car was towed at the airport, right? Literally, it ends with me going, yeah, well, give me a fucking ticket then. How about that? You give me a ticket. I'll take your, I'll pay your fucking through. And then it's like me being arrested and my car being towed. And I'm like, how did this happen?
Keep it down.
I need to just shut up sometimes.
Shut up.
It is one of the 48 laws of power is that you shouldn't be fucking yelling and screaming at people that have swords.
That's actually what his sword is called, the 48th law of power.
It was something else, guys. I will say, I know it's partially me. I know,
but
I'm not,
I do feel like most people live the other way and they wish they lived like that.
I agree.
Most people live,
I think there's
like
probably a happy medium. I think you have to pick and choose your battles. Once this guy was obviously shady, and once you read the Yelp reviews, it's literally every Yelp review is like, this specific guy is shady as fuck, didn't want to give information.
No mention of sword, though.
No mention of sword.
No mention of sword in the Yelp.
Wait till this episode comes out.
I was going to say, you have to put it in there.
That's the scalp review.
It was truly something else. So the Legion of Skanks episode that comes out on New Year's Eve is going to be something else. First of all, we did some really stupid shit, some Christmas shit. It was supposed to be a complete Christmas episode, and it ended up just being, you know, it's fun.
It was the best play I've ever been part of.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
It was the best pile of shit I've ever been part of.
It was pretty crazy. Also, Lev Ferrer's left the network, guys.
Oh, no.
I know. Everyone's freaking out.
What happened?
Shannon, what did he post? Why did he post that he left? Did he post a reason or no?
It was pretty cordial. It was that he didn't want the episodes to be behind the paywall for the first season.
That's not true. That's not what
what he put up.
Yeah, but let me preface this by saying I really do like Lev, and I think Lev is talented, and you guys should go listen to his podcast.
Sure.
You know, I'm not, there's literally no hate. I'm a fan of Lev's comedy. I consider Lev a friend. But just he's a fucking crazy person. He is just, his version of reality is just fucking insane. And,
that's the pot calling the kettle Puerto Rican.
Maybe.
Is what that is.
We do this Legion of Skanks thing, right? And he's one of the characters on it, right? So we're at this end. He's like, dude, you really owe me for this. And he's in front of everybody. I was like, I owe you. I was like, what do you mean? I was like, you owe me. I'm inviting you on the biggest podcast you ever get invited on. What are you talking about? And we had this, it was trying to be funny. We have this like little moment, right? And I just kind of like, I big brothered him and fucking, you could just tell he gets a little butthurt. So then he hit me up that night. He's like, yeah, dude, I'm taking the podcast off the network. He was like, brothered, blah, 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 blah. Uh-huh. And then I was like, okay. And then he was like, you know, you've only invited me on Legion of Skanks one time in the past year. And then I'm going like, dude, like, Shannon, how often do we invite Lev on this show?
It's often that I gave up because he said he couldn't wake up early enough for
Lev refused. Now, I'm not even being a dick. Lewis and Zach show, at the time it was Real Ass Podcast, we get like 50,000 hits an episode, right? It's not a massive show, but it is literally 20 or 30 times bigger than Lev's show. He's too good to do this show. He's too good to wake up at 12 o'clock, but then he wants me to invite him on my bigger shows and my bigger platform. It was just kind of a weird thing. I was like, well, I'm not really going out of my way to like look out for you to get you on these shows. If you don't really give a fuck about growing your own show, his show is like a very small show that has been stale for a very long time and hasn't really had any growth. We have lost money on that show. Any show that doesn't have at least 30, 40, 50,000 downloads an episode, we lose money on it. That's sort of the breaking point, depending on the style of show, if we can get ads for it, if they have subscribers. It just depends on who it is. But we've been literally investing in Lev's show for a year and or more. I don't even know what it is, but it's an actual investment. We have resources. People ask, why be on Gas Digital? It's because you have a studio, you have producers, you have people to cut your clips. If you don't do that, you have to pay out of pocket for that, and that's just that. So it just depends. We take care of that. There's real value there, and we were losing money on the show. And then he did this shift on the show like a couple months ago where it was by himself. It was very serious. He's talking politics. People are hating it. People are like, dude, this fucking sucks. He's not listening. Not once did I say, hey, dude, shift it up. Do whatever you want to do. If he needed to figure his shit out, he can still figure his shit out on my dime. Literally on my dime. I was like, you know what? Let him fucking figure it out. It's not my place to fucking tell you what to do with your show. But yeah, very, very... I'm choosing my words carefully because I don't want to trash him because I genuinely think he's funny and I think he's talented, but I think he has an inaccurate self-appraisal as to where he's at in the industry and the business and all that stuff. So Lev's gone. And unfortunately, if you guys are, you know, clamoring for the Lev Ferrer show, you guys can go get it off the network. And that's that. So, yeah. Let's see. let's see, Runaway Slav says, Lewis, Corinne Fisher uses your studio for free for Without a Country. Is that true, Shannon? She pays now?
I'm pretty sure she pays.
No, she pays. What are you talking about? People think they know things. They have no fucking clue, bro. You fucking retarded. Let's go to this Twitter post, guys. Shannon, what is this? This says this. I thought it was an interesting post. It says you got to delete one forever. You got to choose one of these: football, sex, music, women, money, water, or weed.
Oh, that's easy.
Which one do you choose?
Weed,
the easiest one in the world.
It's football.
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 You get rid of football.
You get. I said the same thing.
You get rid of football. There's hockey. There's still hockey. There's rugby. There's bare knuckle boxing. There's so many other things you can watch that are far more entertaining.
Yeah, and I am not smoking weed right now, but, you know, once in a blue, maybe you want to fucking smoke a little weed or fucking, you know.
I don't even smoke weed, but I'd rather keep weed.
Yeah, weed is a better thing for the world than football, right?
I'd love to know who's picking water.
Water was my second choice.
There's probably a whole
water stinks.
It's all prime energy drink
water. Guys, water stinks. Let's get real. I've been drinking a ton of water lately, like just probably about a gallon a day. Yeah. It is the most miserable experience.
I can't even
in the
drink
world.
The water. In
it is piss fuel. That's for sure.
It's just like fucking so like there's no flavor. There's just fucking.
Well, they got those things you can put in water now. There's
yeah,
like
but that's
things.
Fucking crazy.
But what are you going to sail on, Lewis?
That is true. That's actually a great point.
No.
That is you know? The best point I've ever heard.
Yeah, but bring that back up.
If we get rid of water altogether, you're right, dude. I can fucking drive to Italy. How sick would that be, dude?
Well, first of all, if you give up money, you're also giving up sex, music,
women. Yeah.
Weed. And weed.
Money, yeah. But if you delete money from the entire world, remove the concept of money and bring us to a barter system, what if you accidentally create a utopia? Whoa. You make the world great for everybody.
That's too deep, dude.
Yeah.
No, that's some commie pinko nonsense. Some of it, people are just going to hoard all the good things.
Go back to the list again, Shannon. Let's see.
Guzzling.
Let's see. No, if without football, for my life, it would mean...
Nothing changes.
Nothing changes.
Nothing changes.
Nothing changes.
Nothing.
I'm trying to think of anything that would possibly change. I think Big J would be happier because the Eagles would constantly be losing.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, but
they are good now.
That's actually even worse because when they were just terrible, at least Jay was like, all right, they're terrible. I can still root for them. That's great. Now that he gets false hope every year, he gets really excited. When's the last time they won the Super Bowl?
2016.
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
Yeah.
Go back to the list, Shannon. Keep it up. Sex? No.
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 You just eliminate sex, delete one forever from your own life or from the world?
I think it's for your own life.
Yeah, I think it's just give up one personally.
Yeah, it's going to be football.
I mean, I've already done this. I've given up football and weed.
The only thing that would suck about giving up football is I would never be able to watch Necessary Roughness ever again. Yeah. That's like the best football movie ever.
Or what are good football movies?
The Replacements isn't bad. Any Given Sunday.
Waterboy.
Waterboy.
Longest Yard's not bad.
Yeah, Longest Yard.
Yeah. The Blind Side.
46-2.
I never saw The Blind Side, but I reference it regularly with racists.
Yeah.
Didn't they fleece that guy?
I don't know.
Yeah, they like told him they were adopting him and they just signed him into a conservatorship.
You know what they are? They're the cool slave owners. This is what they are. They're the coolest slave owners.
They're Master Rogers.
I mean, music. I could probably give up music.
You just said you're going to System of a Down, dude.
If I'm pressed, could I give that up? Yeah, I mean, all right.
You know, just wake up, grab a brush, and put a little makeup on.
I almost didn't buy the tickets. So, you know, when I found out how expensive they were, it's crazy.
But what does that mean, though? If you hear any music, the angel of death just comes down and taps you. And
or you can't hear
you
it. Like, it just doesn't exist.
Yeah,
you.
it's just
pure silence.
Then you have no cool intros to TV shows. No. You don't hear Family Matters theme song
anymore. You see people dancing, and they look fucking like
they just look like idiots. You can't do that.
What's wrong with you? Women would probably be... Women and sex would probably be a good thing for my life to give up.
You eliminate women, but not sex?
I'm fucking things. I don't give a shit.
All right, so...
Yeah, it's football, dude.
Let's talk about this. All right, there's a new Murder Dogs, and Shannon, this one might be my favorite one ever. Shannon, did you watch the video?
Yes, I hate it.
Can I explain to you my visceral reaction?
Yeah.
Was to cackle like a fucking school child. So the setup here is a woman's pit bull gets loose... goes into another neighbor's house and starts attacking their dog.
Mm-hmm.
That owner shoots the dog.
Justified.
His own dog, because it showed weakness.
He pulled a katana.
I thought you were a champion.
Shing.
And he kills this dog, and the woman comes over and she's like, she's so upset, and it just, I got to be honest with you guys, it doesn't bother me in the slightest. I was like, oh good, that's what should have happened. That literally should have happened. This dumb bitch is going like, what? Yeah, play the video, Shannon. Let's get a little volume on that one.
No, he's not.
Leash lols are a thing for a reason, you dumb bitch.
Call the ambulance. This woman is
a bunch of beagles come out of the ambulance. That would be so fucking funny.
Call the Paw Patrol.
What did you do here?
Oh my fucking God,
McGruff,
dude.
McGruff the crime dog shows. Sarah, I'm going to have to ask you some questions about today's incident.
McGruff goes like, another dog taken down today.
Shit, keep on playing.
Like, wow, Scoob, this could have been you.
By the way, the guy is apologizing. Yeah, I mean, he's
pretty level-headed.
Doggy, he's like, I'm really sorry. Like, this, your giant pit bull came into my home. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Okay, this lady looks possessed in the screenshot.
Oh my God.
That looks like the exorcism of Emily Rose. Yeah.
That's like from
the Cloverfield monster.
That is pretty terrible. But yeah, there's nothing worse than when you're walking on the street and somebody has a dog off leash and they come running at you and they're like, they're nice.
Oh,
they're nice.
They?
They're
friends.
It's like,
fuck
dude,
that.
Fuck you, dude.
Go ahead, Shannon.
There's nothing I can do about it.
You should go out and put another one.
Daddy's still. Oh, you can see her thong, by the way.
Oh, yo, that's a whole G-string, dude.
Yeah, dude, you see her whole butt hanging out, dude.
That's tough.
Yo, I kind of feel bad for her now, honestly.
You move in this town. Why do you think you control?
How is this girl really young?
She's really retarded.
Yeah, I mean, Shannon,
she's definitely projecting,
without a doubt,
do we
other problems in her life onto this man that shot the dog.
I don't know where it is, but I also feel like in this, I feel like her dad is there. I feel like she keeps talking
her dad.
To
her
dad.
I think her dad was the one holding her back to not enter this man's house, who's willing to shoot things that enter his house.
Doesn't have her own place?
Yeah, maybe.
You know, sorry. The dog came out. I wasn't here, so I don't know.
Shannon, do we have any more details on it? Because now it's seeming like the dog wasn't in the house.
Yes, also, I want to.
Now the dog was just running by.
I want to make a comment.
He led it.
He's playing Oregon Trail with the dog.
Was he Lee Harvey?
Here's why I think this.
Let me say, if the dog.
Dog in a Cadillac?
Doggy, I just read the tweets like talking about it, and people were like, the dog entered the house and it was attacking another dog. After, because I only watched. Here's what happened. I watched this first 40 seconds of this video, and I was cackling so uncontrollably that I stopped and I said, save it for the show. I don't want to ruin this whole video right now. It brought me such joy. But as I'm listening to the whole video and getting more context, it seems like this dog did not enter the house and it was not attacking another dog. If this dog was walking by with its tail wagging,
that's a different thing.
It's a little bit aggressive. Totally. Do we have any information about this, Shannon?
So I tried to look it up. It seems like this video is from a couple of years ago. There's but here's the thing. In watching the full video, you hear that woman, so that, like, I guess this guy's wife, she's If it's in fact true that this dog attacked their dog, you think that would be the first thing she's complaining about, but she's not.
Right.
She said the dog came up to her door and she's deathly afraid of dogs.
The dog came
that
up
dog
to
did
the...
not attack their dog. She's not? Lying.
Shannon, stop taking the dog side blindly. These are dogs. They're fucking...
Didn't deserve to be shot and then slowly die on the sidewalk.
You don't know that, Shannon.
I don't think so.
Shannon's going to quit the show today. I'm hearing it in Shannon's voice. This is the line. She's like, I'm not giving you this, so fuck you.
We can go back to it and finish it if you want.
Please, Shannon, please.
Bentley's in our house.
Bentley's in their house. Okay, they have a dog, it seems. I mean, at least go out and put one in its head to finish it off.
I mean,
you're talking about her, right?
Are those Caucasian dreads gonna... swinging out from behind her hat?
I think they're just really long pigtails.
Great.
You had no right.
Uh-oh.
No fucking right.
Okay.
Oh, dude, they had a bone?
That was a wrench.
No, that was a wrench.
I thought
it was a bone,
too. You guys can't leave bones on your fucking porch.
You can't put bait out.
You can't do that. I really thought, I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
No, he's got a big box that says Acme TNT. Yeah. And a plunger.
A little red dog house with a yellow bird on top.
Dog literally tried to get in the door with my dog, and into a fight with my dog.
Okay.
Oh. Hmm. Plot thickens. Can't apologize in this situation. I have no idea
what it is. She's like, I'm still shaking.
Yeah. So now it seems that the dog had just come onto the porch.
It came onto the porch and was trying to get in. But, you know, it's a giant.
But what if he didn't like the dog?
Dude.
Unless a dog is like a clever girl from Jurassic Park and start working handles, you just let that dog go.
I have a question,
Lewis. So
Shannon.
You, as a prior dog owner whose dog used to get out of the house often,
right?
How would you feel if Sport just ran up to someone's house and they just shot him?
First of all, like, good shot. That's a small dog. It's like, God bless. I was like, honestly, he should get fucking Marksman of the Year award.
Well, they hunt for Sport.
Yeah. He's fast. He's small. He's a Jack Russell. If you can fucking shoot him, honestly, yeah. You know, if he was a vicious dog that could hurt people and other dogs, then I would go, yeah, I should have had my dog on a leash and made sure that it wasn't. You can't have stupid bitches own pit bulls. You can't have weak people or fucking old people. It's like, you need to have a strong fucking white person that's responsible. That's fucking... I say,
and plus, we don't know how scary this dog was. Like, I'm sure the media is going to put up pictures of it, like, as a
graduating
puppy.
They're not going to show the tattoo on his face or anything like that. With
talk
dogs.
About how he had a scholarship and shit.
He had a bag of kibbles.
Not going to show any of the real pictures of that dog.
There's obviously, you know, it's a little nuanced. But look, if it's your fucking property and a big, giant fucking dog is coming on your property, I don't know.
I don't agree. I think if the dog was just on the porch, you'd just be like, get out of here.
If it's just on the porch and you have a door between you, you don't have to shoot the dog. But, I mean, they didn't shoot a hole through their screen. So, I mean, something happened. He didn't go. There's a missing part of this story. And it's, I believe they felt as if they were in danger. I don't think it was a dog just fucking barking outside of their window.
I do appreciate the guy, his answer. I guess the dad was like, I wasn't here, I didn't see what happened. The guy was like, well, I was.
Yeah,
I was like, that's a great answer. Yeah. Like, I saw what happened.
No other information about this story, Shannon. Wow.
No, I just saw the same thing posted over and over again. And it's probably, like, if they don't have a Ring camera, maybe it's more than a year ago.
That's a that's a trashy-ass fucking neighborhood, though. You saw the truck out front? That was like...
You rich people! She said, you rich people, come here and do whatever you want.
Is that what she said?
That's what she said.
Oh my God. I don't know
if they're that rich.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's...
They had regular furniture on the porch.
They did.
That was not lawn furniture.
It's true.
That was inside furniture.
573 Gasline, do you think the guy was justified in shooting this dog? I would love opinions. People love dogs. It's a very divisive topic in the world of podcasts.
Pit bulls especially.
Pit bulls specifically.
Pit bull owners go hard for
the
pit bulls.
They really do. And by the way, most pit bulls that I've interacted with have been sweethearts of dogs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But... they're owned by white people who know how to train their fucking dog. You go to the hood, I'll tell you, the problem is fucking people in the hood, they want a weapon. They want the scariest, meanest looking fucking dog, period. Yeah. And the thing about dogs is that aggression is bred. Even if you raise that dog right? Even if you raise that dog since it's a puppy, if its parents were aggressive and there was two aggressive dogs that were put together, that dog will be aggressive. That is the way dog genetics work. They're very malleable, right? You can get dogs with short legs, long legs, big ears, small ears, certain colors. Dog breeding is a very specific thing, and dog
6
DNA.
6 foot one, bald.
Yeah. Dog DNA is a specific, I believe in terms of like animals, some of the most malleable out there. There was a study they did with foxes where they were breeding just aggressive foxes, yeah. And then every litter of foxes came out like super aggressive. So you can't say, oh, it's just a good owner. You don't know what the owner of the grandparents of that fucking dog was. And if it's a dog that has the ability to fucking murder a child or another animal, you got to really.
That's the thing. Every dog has a day where they're pissed off and they lash out. Why have the dog that is like can bite through titanium?
We need to make a group of pitbulls with square teeth. Square, yes. Goofy, big teeth.
Right.
Why don't we
molars.
Do that?
Get some, breed some molars. Just
that's
pitbulls.
A smart way to do
teeth.
It, dude.
And then it's like when you're like, oh, they're smiling. They're like, look at them. It's like, just that would be pretty amazing.
He's so charismatic.
I have a caller, Lewis.
Please, 573 Gas Line. Do you believe that this was a justified murder of a dog on this week's Murder Dogs? What's your name? Where are you calling from, my friend?
I don't like the way you portray dogs on this show.
Shannon, is it not there?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now, sir. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Quentin from Oregon.
Quentin from Oregon. What's up, Quentin? What do you think of this? Am I crazy here?
No, I love dogs. I'm shooting the fucker, too.
Hell so, yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, I love dogs. I have pit bulls, had pit bulls. Now I have Malinois, which are even crazier.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm shooting the fucker, too.
Goddamn right. There you go.
Don't shoot a Malinois. It'll just make him mad.
Yeah, you...
Cops have pepper sprayed my Malinois before, actually.
The cops pepper... What were you doing, off. Dude? Were you this dumb bitch with your dog off leash running around terrorizing the neighborhood?
My ex-wife was.
Your ex-wife. That's what is this stupid... Yeah. No,
of course
oh,
it is.
No, it's your ex-wife. Your ex, that dumb bitch.
Of course
no, she dumb bitch. Dumb bitch.
She is a dumb bitch, yeah. It's always a fucking woman, mm-hmm. dude. Always a woman. Thank you very much for calling. You just won a dog skull. We're giving you a dog skull, sir. Yeah, a full-fledged dog nice. Skull. That'd be sick, dude. Dude, you know what
only
I want,
only one
Shannon?
Bullet hole.
Shannon, can we get me... This is great. Great idea. A stuffed pit bull head for my home office.
Dude, I can make you one.
The way do you do taxidermy?
No, I've made fake dog heads before for stuff.
He wants a stuffed
no, I
dog
want a,
head.
I want
oh,
a
you want a real one?
I want, if we could find, yeah, dude.
A mounted know, one? Like
a mounted pit bull head like that.
That would be sick.
Or like, you know how they do, like sometimes it'll be a bear and then it's like the head and it's a throw blanket on the floor?
Straight up.
I think they probably do that. That's probably a thing you can get with your dog. You can get a little blanket made out of your dead dog and snuggle with him forever.
I would want like cool taxidermy where it's in the process of doing something.
That is fun.
You know, like peeing on a...
Eating a child.
Yeah, just like in its mouth. That would be sick.
Shannon, can you find a stuffed dog's head for me on the internet for my studio? Shannon, you don't even like dogs. You're a fucking cat person.
No, I'm
not. Shannon,
animal
do you
person.
Know what that dog would have done to your little fucking kittens?
No, but here's the thing. I would have just shut the door. Why how did they have a chance
the
with the... Oh, why is their door wide open?
Close the door. Why is my door wide open?
It was a nice day.
And it was a beautiful
and
day.
And how did they have a chance, instead of trying to shut the door, to run and grab their gun to shoot the dog?
I don't believe that this guy woke up going like, yo, it's time to murder some girl's dog today. I'm fucking dead. I just don't believe it. Doesn't seem like that was the scenario there. So there's a missing context here, but I assume the dog was trying to get in the house or was able to get in the house, and the guy got his gun and fucking blasted it. And depending on where you're at, these people keep their gun on their fucking hip.
Straight up.
That's that. Let's see. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Mando for supporting today's show. We love Mando here at the Lewis and Zach Show because we're stinky bastards, and you probably are too. If you love this show, we know you didn't shower today. You probably stink a little bit. You don't have to shower if you have Mando because Mando has whole body deodorant that is clinically proven to last way longer than your regular deodorant. It's baking soda free, aluminum free, cruelty free, dye free, vegan. It's a great high quality product, safe to put on your body, but not just your armpit, Zach, everywhere.
No, any of your stinky crevices, and I know quite a few things about this, and I will say, as a man who's been on the road a lot lately, traveling city to city in a passenger van, these the wipes they give you really do a great job. They actually have the Mando starter pack, which is a great stocking stuffer if you're looking for something, and it comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like the mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. And Lou, I think we have a deal for them too.
Great deal right now. If you guys want to save a little bit of cashola this holiday season, use the promo code LAZ at shopmando.com. And yeah, you guys are going to save $5 on their starter pack. I highly suggest getting the wipes. You get to choose two gifts. Choose the wipes. The wipes are a fucking life changer. And yeah, just shopmando.com. Use that promo code LAZ. And yeah, go support them. They support us. That's one of the best things you could do for the show. All right, where were we? Oh, we have an update on that Florida guy who shot down the drone. He won't serve jail time. Good. He's ordered to pay $5,000, won't serve jail time.
Now, did he shoot down like the drones that we're all seeing or just a drone?
Just a drone.
Oh,
yeah, it was an Amazon delivery drone, and he's just some fucking hillbilly from Texas, or not from Florida. And it was just like, what's that? And the thing kept on like, you know, its little pole kept on coming down and going back up. And he's like looking at it, and he goes and gets his pistol and just shoots it. And he didn't shoot it down. He just shot it, and it fucking hit it. And then it flew off, yeah. Which is hilarious, because if I'm in charge of that drone, I'm not flying off. At that point, I'm like, oh, this is hilarious. I'm going to make this guy keep on shooting at me.
Did the Amazon driver show up like, it was just my drone? It wasn't doing anything. You're a monster.
Omega Jordan in the racist live chat just put a RIP Sport mounted dog head, which I loved. That, Shannon, that's great right there. I wish I could have mounted Sport's head. I have his ashes.
That's what he was hunted for.
If you, there he is. That would have been great. Imagine that, dude. He's just looking at me.
I mean, I've seen people with taxidermy animals where they have them on their couch, like laying down. Yeah. They did that for a while.
No, I remember that my old landlord, when I was like a little kid, Mary Leone, who lived two doors down from us, they had like dachshunds, and they had their dachshunds taxidermied after they died. And I thought it was really weird.
You put a little heater inside of it, you plug it in.
Yeah, so it's always warm.
You could make it into a toaster with little Pop-Tarts. Oh, that would be sick.
Yeah,
hang your keys,
and you put the tail down and it comes
that's
up.
That's a brilliant idea.
Come on.
Not bad ideas. Yeah, dude, that guy didn't serve any jail time. $5,000 fine, I guess, isn't that bad. But he's dumb. He shouldn't have said, he was like,
$5,000?
He goes, yeah, I don't know what it was. He was like, I shot at it. But he should have fucking been like, yo, I fear for my life. I was like, these people, I was like, it looked like a weapon was coming at me. I had no idea what was going on. It was on my property. But he admitted that he just didn't know what it was and was annoyed by it. And he just fucking shot it.
Yeah, you gotta make up a story that you're scared.
Do you have a gun, Shainer?
I have a pump-action shotgun.
Pump-action shotgun.
I bought that during like when the pandemic was going on.
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of home invasions. And I was like, look, I'm not going to go out and start trouble. But if anybody comes in the house, I'm definitely killing that person.
JP, you're like a Brooklyn fag. You don't fucking...
Fuck you.
Yeah, you're like, no. No guns.
But
for
no,
everyone.
I don't have a gun.
No,
dude, get a gun.
The government knows about
I'm thinking about getting one. I'm thinking about getting a handgun. Yeah.
Shotgun's probably best for home defense.
Shotgun, because that's all I needed. I'm not going to walk around with a gun.
It's not going to shoot through a wall if somebody breaks in. You're not going to accidentally hit somebody.
I mean, the ammunition I have for it will definitely go through a wall. I bought this stuff called called Defender, and the shotgun shells have a bearing the size of an acorn in it.
Right.
And behind that is buckshot, and behind that is three smaller bearings the size of peas.
So it's like a big old slug, then it's buckshot. Just, so if you hit something, you're just...
There's no way you're surviving. Yeah.
It's called dog shot. It's pit shot, actually.
Yeah, dude. I would get a handgun for sure.
I see.
Cool-ass handgun.
See, now would you carry it with you?
No.
Okay. That's
smart. No, I would keep it. I there's one of those boxes that are like, they keep on advertising where it's like, the combination is like you could open it real quick with your fingers. Oh. Like they're always advertising them on like Instagram and Facebook.
You know, it'd be totally reasonable to have, but no one wants to because they're gay. 22.
A 22.
Yeah, 22.
That's
house,
a very reasonable.
Not that
gun.
Loud. Bill Burr had a bit about it. Like it's not going to fuck up your ears.
Oh, is that the one with the little bullets?
Yeah, they're very accurate.
Yeah,
and
but
you might not even kill the person.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is no, if somebody, if I'm pulling a gun out to shoot somebody, I want them to die. I'm never pulling a gun out to be like, all right, let me stop them in their tracks and wait till the police get here. No. So fuck that noise.
That's why you get a shotgun. You get a shotgun because one, like especially a pump action, because racking a shotgun is a deterrent in itself. If
of
you
course.
Came in a house and you heard that, you're like, I don't know if I want to.
Yeah, but so is spinning it like this.
If you're doing jazz hands in your mouth, that would be
you don't
sick.
Think that's a deterrent, dude?
I mean, I would honestly be like, you don't know what you're doing. I would think that you are the same person.
You put on the Indiana Jones music as soon as the intruder comes in. Like, you're fucked now.
The reason I've always said I don't want a gun is because of the
track record,
the katana situation in Queens. If I had a gun, I mean, I probably would have cooled off by the time I got home to go get my gun, but there's a chance that I'm like, oh, yeah, sore dude, I'll be right back in 2.5 hours. Yeah. And then drove to fucking Jersey and drove back.
You call the guy like, hey, there's traffic, but I'm coming.
Yeah, dude. So I know my problem is that this is why I would never carry a gun on me. I would never try to get a concealed carry permit, which I believe is also extremely difficult. I don't think it's easy. Yeah. Or is in Jersey, is
it's
it?
It's expensive.
In Jersey, I don't know. I know in Philadelphia, it's not that hard.
How difficult is it to get a concealed carry permit in Jersey, Shannon? What are the parameters for it? Could I even be accepted for it? Or do you?
What are the parameters?
Okay, Jen. So these are the qualifications. You have to be at least 21 years old.
Nailed. Got it. Done.
You have to be of good character.
Never mind. You had to read that one second.
In parentheses, it says no Puerto Ricans.
I would love to know what the state of New Jersey standard for good character is.
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah.
He's not a piece of shit.
Well, I mean, I've been arrested multiple times. No, like, felonies or anything like that, but it's all weed shit from back in the day. I haven't been arrested in a very long time.
Probably fine.
Yeah, you should be all right then.
Yeah, I mean, like,
no felonies, you should be fine.
Yeah, and I even is that all expunged from my record? Didn't fucking Biden, like do something with, like, weed people?
Yeah, Louis Joe Gomez is a good guy.
He's a good guy.
I pardoned him on the way out.
Yeah, didn't he pardon a bunch of, like, weed people?
He did.
Yeah, that was it,
so,
right?
Yeah, maybe.
Because people complain. People are like, dude, Joe Biden has pardoned 9,000 people, and every other president did, like, 1,500.
I hope he doesn't let Lev Fur walk.
And then then you find out that it is... He like gave like 7,000 people pardons that had, like, weed charges. It's like the possession charges or whatever.
Didn't Trump pardon Lil Wayne?
Maybe. That's great. I don't really care about any of that. So Shannon, give me the next parameter.
Completing training on safe handling and use of handguns.
Okay.
Passing a qualification course of fire with an 80% or better.
Wait, what?
You have to be accurate.
Oh, accurate.
80%
or better. Okay.
Not having an outstanding arrest warrant.
Got it.
Not having any restraining orders.
Not against me.
Okay. Not having had voluntary admissions into mental institutions or hospitals.
Involuntary only.
that is crazy. you have to be fingerprinted for firearms purposes and then be assigned an SBI number. It just says that it's not hard in New Jersey, but it's a lengthy process.
Okay, so in New York City, it's like impossible, right? But in New Jersey, and if I have a concealed carry permit from Jersey, can I come into New York City with my gun, Shannon? That's my last question.
No, you cannot.
Yeah,
damn it.
I was going to say probably not.
Can I get on an airplane?
No.
No.
Am I allowed to kick in the cockpit door and hold it to the pilot's head and say,
We're going to Jamaica.
Yeah, let's go. Jamaica.
You don't ever see any old hijackings anymore.
Right.
Nobody goes to Jamaica.
Everyone's trying to crash.
They're trying to crash.
Nobody wants to learn how to land a plane anymore.
That is,
let's do that shit.
Yeah. So, Shannon, it's actually not that hard to get a concealed carry. Oh, man.
You should take the test, dude. See if you got the right stuff. And you find out you're the worst shot in the world.
I'm a bad driver. I don't think I'm going to be a good fucking shooter. I've shot guns enough times where a little practice, I can get good.
Yeah, maybe.
A little bit.
Maybe.
You know, I do have the shakes, but
that's nice.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's all right. Zach, have you shot a gun?
No.
Never in your life?
No, I just held one when I was a kid.
Let's go shooting, dude.
I want to.
Let's go fucking shooting in Jersey very soon.
It is infectious. It's like shooting a gun is like, whoa,
it's very powerful. Yeah. The first time you hold the gun, you're like, yo, that is like, I used to have a joke about it. I used to say it's like the first time you hold a black cock, you're like, that's heavy. Holy shit. It's powerful.
I can put it in my mouth. You know? It's crazy. Yeah, I shot an AR-15 once, and I was like, I totally understand.
I shot into a PR-15 once. Year old Puerto Rican girl.
We got it.
It was okay.
And your license is revoked.
Let's see. Los Angeles in the race live chat says how girls talk about guns. Okay.
It's so cute.
I guess. Is this how girls talk about guns, or is it just people that are civilized human beings that haven't fucking been?
I just wasn't raised around.
Raised by fucking hillbillies. Sorry.
It's all shotguns. We didn't have anything cool.
I didn't have shotgun's just too. Here's my problem with a shotgun, dude. I've seen somebody shot in the head with a shotgun a few times. They're not in like real life, but like on video.
Dick Cheney's a friend.
There was one where it was like a father and son. They were like in an alleyway and they were arguing with fucking some dude. And the guy's like, and they both got shotguns. The father and son are both. And they're like, yo, take a step forward. He's like, I'll take that fucking gun from you and I'll shove it up your ass, motherfucker. And he steps towards him and literally the son and the father both shoot him. He goes, blam, blam. And this guy, I mean, his head explodes. Shannon, can you try to find this video? We're going to edit this out for the YouTube, obviously.
It is crazy.
Have you seen this?
I know. I've seen multiple videos of somebody being shot in the head with a shotgun.
That video is...
He got four barrels?
That video, we might have watched it back in the day on the show. Do you remember this video?
I don't think I
did. It was so... Maybe I didn't bring it to the show because it was so sickening that I was like, yo, that is fucking...
I saw a photo of a guy who shot himself with a shotgun in the head, like on the toilet, and it's like the entire room.
Yeah, here's my problem. I have ADHD. I'm never cleaning up all the blood. The issue is, it's going to literally... There's going to be little specks of brain, blood, bones... somewhere in my house, and I'm going to see it. I'm going to be like, oh, I want to clean that up. I'm going to be like, I'm going to get distracted, though. And then here we are a couple years later, and I'm still fucking remnants.
I meant to get back to that.
Yeah, dude. I'm letting you know right now, I'm never going to clean it well enough. Now it's a problem for me. Dude, I put a couple holes in this fucking guy. I mean, even if you accidentally miss and you shoot through the wall, you fuck a little plaster. I mean, I'm not doing it, but I'm going to hire somebody.
Yeah, like every time you watch a movie, you'll be like, oh, yeah, the ceiling tooth.
Yes.
Call it up TaskRabbit. Like, hey, I have an interesting job for you today.
It is a lot. By the way, can you TaskRabbit Christmas lights?
I'm sure.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Can you TaskRabbit and put up your Christmas lights? Because to try to get Christmas lights attached to your home in like in Jersey, it's thousands of dollars. To call up a professional service,
why can't you do it?
Because I've tried to do it, and it looks like a crazy person threw lights at my house. I just, whatever so the artistry that it takes to,
it's just
like,
going around the fucking windows.
Doggy,
Lewis, do you not know
I'm
squares?
Letting you know that it's not that easy. You would think it's that easy. You think it's just, yes, Tassar, I can help you get Christmas lights at your house. This is next year, dude. This is going to be, dude.
20 per hour.
20 per hour.
20 per hour.
Dude, $100.
Just 85 hours.
$100 later, I have my Christmas.
I
want
to see how this escalates when you get mad at them.
Shannon, can you book me a TaskRabbit for today? Shannon, book me a TaskRabbit for today to hang Christmas lights. No, for tomorrow. And see if they'll come.
I don't know your address.
Put it in the chat.
It's 2542 Oak Fell Road, Dumont, New Jersey, 07480. Imagine I just really gave up my home address to everybody.
I was thinking, you better get that gun.
No. What if I did? Come to my fucking house, bitch. I'll fucking buckshot you, bitch. Motherfuckers. I did tell people I don't have a gun. That's the problem.
You did.
Shannon, edit all of that. Can we edit the whole episode?
Shannon, can you do the Men in Black flashy thing to the chat, please?
Let's see. Shannon, actually, let's do plugs real quick. And then I'm gonna give you my address so you can TaskRabbit to my house. Let's plug it up. Let's plug it in. We're having a great show here today. It's the Lewis and Zach Show on a Wednesday live. Ryan Shanner, what are you plugging?
You can check me out on the End Podcast with Ryan Shanner, wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you call the hotline, 833-443-5300. Thank you very much, Lewis, for giving me those plugs.
Hell yeah. JP McDade. What you plugging, my friend?
JP McDade Comedy on YouTube, McDade Baby on Instagram. Check me out. I'll be touring with Stav again on his tour coming up soon. And let me know where to perform. I want to come to your city. See me live.
My little Peter. I'm showing Zach my body right now, which is shredded. Shredded. Right, Zach?
Yeah.
Zach, what are you plugging?
Going back out on the road with Juggalo Championship Wrestling this weekend. Thursday night, I am in Detroit at Deck the Jaws. And then Saturday night, we are in Columbus, Ohio for the Insane Clown Posse Big Balla Christmas Party. Come hang out.
Come see me live on the road. My brand new tour, the Bring Five Friends Tour, is starting in 2025. I have just shows this weekend in Austin, Texas. Creek and Cave Christmas weekend. Sure, tickets aren't moving. I'm going to blame the holiday. Come see me on Friday and Saturday. I got Chris from Brooklyn and Kim Kong done on those shows. And then I have The Depraved on Sunday. Banging killer lineup at The Depraved. Joe List, Duncan Trussell, Ari Maddie, Kim Congdon, myself. There's one or two more on it. It's going to be a great show. Incredible show. Grab those tickets now. And then, 2025 in January, Columbus, Ohio, just Thursday night, January 9th, Columbus, Ohio. And then I'm at Zany's Rosemont the 10th and the 11th. Then I'm going to be at the Royal Theater, Thousand Islands in Gananoque, Ontario, Canada. I'm going to be in Montreal. I'm going to be in Ottawa, North Charleston, South Carolina, as well as Naples, Florida at Off the Hook Comedy Club. I'm excited about all these shows. It's going to be a goddamn blast, guys. So make sure you guys come out to all those shows. Rumors in Winnipeg coming up in February as well. All these dates are up on my site right now. And I'm talking about dates up until the summer, even the fall. I have dates already booked. So it's a brand new tour, and I'm filming a brand new special on July 12th in Tampa, Florida at Side Splitters Tampa. I'm so excited to do this special. It's going to be by far the best one I've ever done. I have tapped the great, legendary Robert Kelly to direct my special. Very excited to put it in his hands. I love Bobby. He's literally been a mentor to me my entire career. So, yeah, check that out if you guys are going to be in Tampa. Get those tickets because those will sell out very quickly. And make sure you guys subscribe to the new Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. Use that promo code LAZ. Get this show uncensored and ad-free. Plus, you guys get a bonus episode every Friday just for subscribers. You get access to the Racist Live Chat and many other member benefits. And I do another solo podcast that's not on Gas Digital. In fact, the only way to get this podcast is by subscribing to my email list. So when you go to lewisofskanks.com, there'll be a little prompt that comes up. Put your email address in, your hometown, and your name, and you'll get an email right there with the latest newsletter that has access to my Lewis Journal podcast, which is a little bit more of the serious side of me. Just talking everything about, you know, parenting, mental health, physical health, all that good shit. And yeah, that's that. I try to keep the comedy podcasts funny and not get too preachy on these shows. Which, by the way, have I talked about being sober at all, Shannon, since I've stopped fucking drinking and smoking weed? Really? Have I?
Not this week.
People, shut the fuck up, Shannon.
Blame Shannon.
Blame Shannon. what else is going on? What else is going on, Shannon? Let's talk about this. The Charlotte Hornets issue an apology and admit that they took back a PS5 after giving it to a kid on the court. Which, by the way, we were giving away an Oculus. An Oculus 3S. To one lucky subscriber to Gas Digital. Go subscribe and use the promo code LAZ. If you're subscribed under LAZ or under RAP for however long, these are old subscribers, new subscribers, we're giving it away next Friday, not this Friday, the Friday after Christmas, we're giving away an Oculus 3S. And to be honest with you, the only reason I'm doing it is because I don't know how to return something to Amazon.
Wow.
I tried to buy my son the Oculus 3. I found out the 3S is like a step down with the quality of the cameras and all that other stuff. So I'm going to buy him the 3 for Christmas, and now you guys get to reap the benefits of my mistakes. So
think of the beating off capabilities.
Yeah, think of it.
Oh no, I can't wait because now I'm going to take his Oculus 2, and that's going to be my little fucking beat off portal. Because mine's all choppy. I have an old one like that's just like, you know, I try to. You can't jerk off to it at this point. So
damn.
Yeah. Just so you know. But yeah, we're going to give it away live on the show, so make sure you guys are in the live chat on December 27th.
I just love the idea of Lewis and his son in separate rooms beating off looking like Daft Punk.
I hope when you put it on, it becomes like vice versa. You switch bodies and you have no idea what it's like. Oh, my God.
Terrence J. in the Racist Live Chat says, returning to Amazon is literally the easiest thing in the world. Okay. Dirk Kreischer says 3 is the new one, you tard. No, I know 3 is the new one, you idiot. I said the 3S. Do they not listen? Do they not listen to the Race Live Chat? Terrence J says you click 3 buttons and the return is finished. That's not true. You have to click 3 buttons and you have to drop it off at a fucking return center type thing. That's a lot of energy. I'm going to go get my concealed carry license instead. How about that? So Shannon, what happened with this kid?
Okay, so I have a little bit of a video, but it doesn't...
Let me get a coffee as well.
Okay, it doesn't show the fun part where they actually take the PS5 away, but apparently they were doing some sort of thing that was meant to be a skit in the middle of the game where they were handing out gifts to children. Apparently, they whispered to this kid's uncle before they went onto the court that they were like, we're going to hand them the toy, but then we're going to take it back. They whispered this to the uncle right before. So I'm going to show you them giving the toy, and then I'll tell you what happened after.
Let's see.
Hugo, I have another letter here. It says, "Dear Santa Hugo, I have been working hard in school all year and making sure my grades are all A's. I have also been working on my
junk Candace
shop,
Owens?
But my junk shop is needs some work. I'd really love a PlayStation if you have one. P.S. A PlayStation 5. Wait, Hugo, not the one my dad used to play with the square rounds.
Wow. Come on.
Happy holidays, bro.
Yes, the famous skit.
Yeah.
What? So hold on. And so then he walked away and they took it back? It was just for...
Just for this, yeah. So they took it away. And then afterwards, the best friend of this kid's uncle posted the video onto Twitter and was like, can you believe like how cheap this team is? They took this toy away from the kid. And then the team ended up reaching out to them. They apologized. They said, like, we failed at this, like, bit we were trying to do. And then they said they're going to send him a PS5 and then get VIP access to
it. But I'm trying to understand. What was the bit?
I can't really understand it. I guess they were just trying to pretend that they're giving presents to kids. They also said they gave, like, a Christmas jersey, a special Christmas jersey to a kid, and then took it away also.
This is a great idea, actually. So I'm going to not give away the Oculus 3S. I'm going to just, we're going to give it away on the show, and then we're going to hang up. Like, yeah, sorry.
It's performance art.
Tell you, there is actually an Amazon return place on this block.
Is there? You know what, Shannon? The amount of people in the chat going, "Yo, fuck you, Louis, you're a lazy piece of shit," and the fact that it's that easy, maybe I shouldn't give away anything. What is the mentality of these people? I don't fucking understand it, Shannon. Shannon, should we just return it and not even give it away?
Now I feel bad because maybe
they're not even appreciative. No. I'm trying to have a little fucking Christmas spirit. Like, obviously, I could fucking return it, dickheads. Obviously, I could figure it out. But no, I was like, I'd rather give away a fucking $500 piece of equipment to these cocksuckers, unappreciative scumbags.
Man, terrible.
Shouldn't the bit have been the other team's mascot gives him the PS5, takes it away?
Yeah, then
the Hornet comes out as Santa Claus, beats up the other mascot, and gives the kid the PS5.
Zach, you nailed it.
Something like that. That would be a bit.
That would be a bit.
That is a great bit.
And it didn't take it away, like, in front of people. They did it afterwards.
That's even crazier.
Well, no, that's not... I think they were just trying to, like, have a promo piece or something. I mean, what is it? The bit is that they're giving, but they're not really? It's kind of crazy. But fuck it. You know what?
Jesus Christ.
Charlotte Hornets, Real Ass Dudes of the Week. Fuck it.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
Okay, if the Hornet did swipe it out of the kid's hands the second they got away and went, "You just got stung, bitch."
Oh, it'd be sick.
That would be pretty gnarly.
Sick too.
Yeah. I don't know what else to get my son. I need to get him one more like big gift.
Do you?
He's at the age where it's like, you give him money, something.
How old is he now?
He's turning 12 in a couple weeks.
Oh, get him a gun. Get him the gun.
You could squeeze in that course.
Maybe. Yeah, I do want to take him shooting though.
Yeah, see? Is that something to bond over?
Is it crazy to take a child shooting?
No.
I feel like kids go shooting in the South when they're like 6.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I mean, they like learning. Also, it's like more than likely, he's never going to need to defend himself with a gun. He's not really being led down that path. But if the shit ever does hit the fan and you need to use a gun, like before I ever took, I didn't take a lesson. Like if you go to a range, they give you like a mini lesson. They're like, "Have you ever shot?" You're like, "No." They're like, they're mad that they have to spend more time with you. And then they teach you how to, like, you know, take the safety off and load it and all that other shit. But it's a quick, like, it's very quickly they're like, "All right, here, go, get out of my face and just go play with that now."
Take them to a shooting range and then make the targets like dogs.
Don't
explain anything about it. It's like, that's just what I like to go after.
Yeah. I think you could shoot pretty young.
I think that's a good. I wish I had man skills like that.
Yeah,
that would have been a nice thing.
Yeah. And then, I mean, God forbid, like especially if I have a gun in the house as well, you want to have like, you know, you don't want to fucking
learn the 3 do's and the 5,000 don'ts of gun ownership.
Thank you, Karen. You're so wonderful. Thank you very much. My favorite person here at this point. You know that? You know that?
Very sweet.
Let's see.
It says, I think 10 years old in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First of all, it's just really fun and cool, and you feel power. I mean, if you take a fucking Nerf gun and just shoot it, it rules.
Yeah.
We do that. We have so many Nerf guns in the house. It's so fun.
That he shoots directly at your head?
Yeah, dude. Kids don't understand.
Yeah, you've been training in your
kids
own.
Kids don't understand how much Nerf guns hurt to the face. They'll shoot an adult right in the fucking face. They don't give a shit. But yeah, maybe I'll take my son shooting. Maybe I get him his own gun for Christmas, right?
Dude.
That is a fun thing. If I got him, his mom would kill me.
Get him a gun and then get him a hand grenade just to spice it up.
I know where you could get him a katana.
But
it's not going to be easy.
Grenade launcher. How about
be
that?
Sick.
Ooh. All right, let's see. We got a new real ass pet, Shannon. Brody the Picasso dog. Let's see.
Mm-hmm. One second. I'm
no
trying
problem.
To think of
real ass
okay.
pet.
Okay, here's one picture of him.
Oh.
Looks Christ. Like he survived getting shot.
Yeah. Brody.
Oh, I thought he was mid-head shake, but he really looks
no,
like
he,
that.
No, yeah,
he's
like
all
that.
Fucked up.
I thought
dude.
That was in motion.
Yeah, he looks like he's traveling into the future. Yeah.
You know what he looks like? He looked. Do you remember that guy, Mr. Swirl, who was a pedophile? Do you remember this guy? Do you remember the story?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's the one trading card I don't have.
So it was a guy. It was a guy years ago who.
Yeah.
He would go to like, you know, fucking Thailand and all these places, and he would like take pictures of himself like with little kids, like oh, molesting God. Children. He was really, but what he did was he added a swirl effect filter. Over his face. Yeah. People couldn't tell who he was. And this is like before, like, you know, this is a long time ago. So eventually the FBI just figured out the technology on how to unswirl his face. And that's how they caught him. They just unswirled him and they were like, yeah, we got to find this guy.
And now anytime there's a spiral, anything. On any podcast, our fans are like, dude, he's a fucking pedo. He's letting us. Because when we
oh, is that what the swirl thing was?
Oh, people were saying you were pedophile because of the.
I don't think that's why. I think this. All right, so Shannon drew, she tried to draw the Charlie Brown hair on my head, and she drew just a spiral like that. I think that's a symbol in pedophilia.
I think it's from that.
The Nambla symbol. Like it goes around, it's kind of triangular shaped.
What
kind
is,
of like the. Yeah. Panic button on the in the car.
What is the
I thought that was I could be wrong. I thought that was the affiliation.
Is the affiliation for I don't think so. I think it's just a separate thing. What is the swirl thing mean, Shannon?
Oh, it's the design on the lollipops you give out.
Yeah.
To get them in your van.
I don't see a affiliation with the spiral and pedophilia. I'm trying to look at symbols for pedophilia.
Yeah, somebody was like, yeah, I saw people posting that, but maybe it has something to do with the swirl. But yeah, anyway, go back to that dog. That dog looks like it.
Because the guy shot up Comet Ping Pong because they had a symbol on the wall that looked like that, and he thought it was like a pedophilia symbol.
There he is.
Oh,
wait, there's two of them?
There's two of them. So they got the first one, Brody, and then somebody reached out to her and said that they had a similar dog who was also injured as a puppy.
Hey, my dog's retarded too. You want it?
So she adopted the other dog too.
This dog is half German Shepherd, half Dairy Queen Blizzard.
It barks like this. It goes, doof, doof.
Foo,
doof.
Oh, man.
Doof.
Crab, great, crab.
That is fun. I like a retarded looking dog.
Oh, man. They do look like mutants, in a good way.
Shannon, did you also not find the guys who shot the guy's head off with the shotguns?
I did not find
she
that.
Come on, Shannon. She didn't find it on purpose.
Shannon, why are you ruining our
no,
our
I really
show?
Did look. I looked on Twitter and Reddit. I couldn't find it.
All right, so somebody stole somebody's tiny home. Tiny homes aren't real homes. So you can't, like, Bobby Kelly is like, dude, I own two homes, dude. It's like, you own one home and you own a tiny home. Anybody can own a tiny home.
It's minor theft.
Tiny home is fucking.
It was under $5,000. It's not larceny. Yeah.
It's not larceny.
You can buy a tiny home for like $20,000. It's not like a real home. You can't claim to be a homeowner if you have a tiny home. That's crazy.
Does it have plumbing?
I don't know.
Some
I don't really know how. I think tiny homes they do vary depending on.
I know someone who built one, and it's actually a huge pain in the ass. Like you have to really know what you're doing. Like no contractors and shit.
Wow,
dude, that would be the most mean gift for Zach ever. A tiny home.
Yeah. Oh man, that would suck.
Yeah. Let's see. Shannon, can we hear more about the story?
So she bought this home in 2022. Here's
you know,
a picture.
Have Karen go get me a breakfast sandwich. I'm getting pretty hungry, Shannon. Go ahead. This is this piece of shit.
That's not a tiny home.
Let me see if there's more.
I mean, it is, but it is.
This is
there's
after.
The empty lot.
Yes, they stole it. So she bought it in 2022, and then there were some issues with like getting it inspected and getting it okay for her to actually move in. So they suggested she not move in. So she's been doing lots of back and forth with figuring out how she can actually like get it livable.
How much smaller is a tiny home than a trailer? Or is it much? Because I have friends who lived in decent trailers growing up.
I mean, that looks like the back of like a trailer you'd find on like on a truck.
Yeah, that's an actual piece
yeah,
of
that's
shit.
Yeah, that's an actual trailer.
So, but it was on wheels.
I mean... Is that a tiny? Is that? A tiny
I guess house? It hasn't been planted on
yeah,
the ground.
Yeah, they
yet.
Couldn't finish it. Yeah,
they couldn't finish the project.
So, but she had it there for the past 2 years, and then one of her neighbors that lives on a nearby property, they were like, "I think your home is gone," and it turns out that people rented a UTV. I don't know what a UTV is, but it's some
an
sort of
underwater
truck.
Yeah. Terrain vehicle,
ultra terrain,
yeah.
maybe. And then so they used that, and then they stole it, and she doesn't know where the house is now. But she said that UTVs are hard to rent and that she thinks that it's still local, but she hasn't found it yet.
Okay, well, damn. You know.
That must suck. You have to drive around until you see your house. And then knock. Excuse me, is this my house?
Sorry, you may have taken my house.
Behind the Volkswagen Beetle. Is that my house?
All right, let's see. OnlyFans model Lily Phillips finishes sex with 100 guys in 24 hours and is gearing up for 1,000. What a pig.
Wow.
Let's see her, Shannon. She hot?
Talk about dedication.
Toy? Okay, she's pretty toy.
She kind of looks like that dog.
That she's we pretty toy. Saw.
And then I also have a little clip of, because she made like a documentary out of the
I used to jerk off to like gangbangs back in the day. Because I would put myself in there, because in my mind I was like, oh, I would definitely do this. When I was like 18, 17.
What was your order? Did you want to be fifth? Do you want to be like batting cleanup or something like that?
I would jerk off to, I did one time, I got really.
Hey, you want to take Bullet?
There was one porn that I jerked off to that was like, guys, it was like multiple cream pies.
Oh, so you wanted
a whole bakery.
This bitch, yeah, and then the next dude would come over and then fuck the chick with the other dude's jizz. And I did complete to that. And then I questioned my sexuality. I was way younger. Oh. I was like, am I gay, dude? Do I want to fuck a man's cum into a woman?
I never watched it because it reminded me of that scene in The Lion King where the wildebeest run over Mufasa.
Right.
Mufasa. Dad?
Mufasa coming out to...
Dad?
Jizz leaks out.
Yeah, I did jerk off.
Everything
the
cum
that.
Touches yeah. is yours.
Oh, what
is,
I what just you, can't wait to be there. Creamed.
What are you? What is the worst thing you've ever jerked off to?
What is the worst thing I've ever?
That
jerked
you ever
off?
Come to? I shouldn't say jerk oh. off because we've all jerked off some heinous shit just out of curiosity.
I remember the one time I was jerking. It was actually called me by surprise, and then I was like, I'm here. I have to finish up. Yeah. I watched a chick get pink socked.
Oh,
pink sock. That's yeah. a real thing? No.
Dude, watching a chick get like railed and then a guy pulls out too fast and things go from inside to outside.
I don't like anal gaping at all.
Dude, it was one of those things you're like, oh, fuck. Like you see oh. it.
If you like anal gaping, you're a fucking serial
yeah,
killer.
Yeah, dude.
That is like to see inside of a woman's yeah. like fucking like intestines from the outside of her body. It's crazy. Dude.
I knew a dude who was only into prolapse porn. For a while.
That's
they call them rosebuds.
Yeah, it's dude and seeing a chick like fart come out and then her butthole is going no. inside it's like
yeah.
who is that for?
You gotta put it back in with a pencil.
Seriously.
That's why
eraser end.
I mean, rape porn is something that I've jerked off to a decent amount and I've sought out. Can't even find it anymore.
Oh man.
You can't even use the hidden words like forced. They take it all out.
Damn, dude. Sorry.
Yeah. But there's like a whole site, I think it's just rapeporn.com, I believe. And it's just all rape scenes from mainstream movies, then some rape porn, and fucking, it's pretty solid.
Do they have the American History X one in there? Is that what
you no, not that one. JP, what's the worst thing you've ever jerked off to?
It's fucked up. It's called JP McDade in Brooklyn on YouTube.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Pretty depraved stuff.
Yeah. Zach, what about you? You're a sick fuck.
I don't think anything's ever really been that crazy. I like fucking
Zach just mouthed to me move on for our audio listeners.
Yeah, probably just clown shit.
Clown shit. That's yeah. psychotic, Zach.
Yeah. Well,
clown shit is fucking
never,
bonkers.
You've never what, you never
that's her name.
Pornhub yeah, bonkers. That's my favorite one.
Wonka wonka.
Yeah, well, you never Google clown? You never search clown on Pornhub?
Seriously? You never watched clown porn? It's
no.
not like crazy.
It's like the
porn.
Bang Bus, but they're all in a little car.
Yeah, they all
No, I've never watched clown porn.
Really?
No, never.
You've never watched parody porn?
You can't even find like incest porn anymore. What is going
it's
on?
All with step.
This yeah, it's Puritan all step. Horse shit that's going on in the porn industry.
So the closest thing
I want to watch rape. I want to watch incest. Is that crazy?
You have to watch
soundbite
Mormon
that, please.
Porn. You got to watch the one where it's Mormons. That's the incest one. They
more man.
Yeah, he searched Mormon. He searches Mormon all the time.
You fag.
That's what this chick's doing.
That's why I've been confused the whole time.
That's what this chick, the 100 dudes. It's more men porn.
More men porn. Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything like weird like that, like out there.
I search cosplay sometimes.
Yeah, that's not that.
But that's
weird.
Not weird.
That's not weird.
Because the problem with cosplay is like
Hold on. So everyone's this is incriminating. Sometimes
you don't
every
have to
once
say
in a blue, you search braces.
Oh, you mean like braces?
No,
TV. Forrest Gump. Damn. Forrest Gump porn.
Magic Goose. He's a real ass dude.
He's got bad attitude. Sometimes there just aren't enough pops. He's a real ass dude.
The chick gets on top, and the chick gets on top, and the braces start coming off. Yeah.
I don't know what love is.
Come, Forrest.
You can't search teen anymore. That's a thing that's out.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can.
I was just testing you, fucking pedophiles. Yeah. You can still search teen. You sick fucks.
I don't know if you can.
Yeah, because you keep putting THIR in front of it.
Oh shit.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, you can't. You can't. No, you can't search. There was something. Something about like young. You can't. The word young. Maybe you can't search.
Underage.
Yeah.
No. Underage. No, Zach. No, you can't search any of those things.
You got to use the term nubile.
Nubile. That was a great site for a while. Nubiles.
Dude,
Nubiles was a great one.
Did you go to the other one? The mom's like Analos?
No, no. That's
well, I was cool. Searching for new bikes when I found that typo.
The porn has gotten weirdly like cleansed. It's also just not like they don't, all those sites that like the streaming sites that like you don't pay for, just like the YouPorns and the fucking X videos, they stopped putting out a lot of porn. Like back in the day, you used to show up and there'd be like a new section and there's all brand new shit. And I would always just want to find new shit that I haven't seen before. And I feel like they're just not producing porn like that anymore.
Man, sorry, dude.
I know. It is sad.
Or you could just watch, you know, the things that get you where you need to be and stop bitching about it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what are you going to do? All right. Anything else? I think we're just about done here, Shannon, right?
Yeah, unless you want to see her recapping right after she finished the 100 Men thing.
Oh, sure. Let's see her recapping. Okay, I would love to see that.
So they did a whole documentary. This is the end of it when they're interviewing her.
Recapping. It's not good.
So, she's pretty hot, though.
If I'm honest, it was
She's standing.
She said it was hard or hot?
I don't know if I'd recommend it.
You don't say.
I think if you're a different type of girl.
I didn't realize she was British.
Like, it's kind of like being a prostitute in a sense of like, it's just a different feeling. I don't know how to explain it.
Pause
like,
it. It's like being a prostitute because you're fucking for money, you dumb whore.
I don't really understand what she didn't think was going to happen here.
They don't treat you with much respect at the gangbang. They don't.
My screenplay that I'm pitching to the studios right now is a rom-com set in this, and she finds the one during this process, and it's called Mr. 68. And she has to go find him.
She has one that's called Come Actually.
Let's see. Ebisani in the Race of Life just says, Come Fiesta had a funny top banner where the girl had her mouth open. Come Fiesta was the one site that I found a girl that I went to high school on.
Oh, yeah, dude, there was a chick I went
on
to high school.
Yeah,
on Come Fiesta, too.
They got, whatever it is, whatever they were doing
it's
with the
crazy
marketing, they got those fucking girls. This was a straight, like, just a girl that we all knew, nice enough girl, wasn't like a particularly slutty or like particularly even hot girl, and she was straight up in two Come Fiesta pornos. I don't want to say her Come Fiesta name.
Why?
That's because, you know, people will go search it out and find her in real life. Man. Also, you can't find it anymore. Like, Come Fiesta is, like, I think, defunct at this point.
Yeah. I think they aren't around anymore.
It automatically goes to Reality Kings now.
Reality Kings. Oh. But that was the umbrella site, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it was all
the
Reality
umbrella,
Kings.
Yeah, so it was like, because that was fucking, back in the day.
You would sign up for one and get all the other ones.
Yeah, you get 8th Street Latinas, Come Fiesta, whatever that was.
Round and Brown, Milf Hunter.
Okay, Zach knows them all.
Yeah. There was Brown Bunnies as well.
Yeah, it was, yeah, dude, 8th Street
Brown
Latinas.
Brown Bunnies
was
Easter porn.
There was another one where, like, it was like a girl, it was almost like an
egg
game
throwers
show
in the same place.
It was a fake game show, and the girl who hosted the game show was so hot. And she'd be like, we're here in a coffee shop. The barista's right there. She's really hot. I'm going to try to convince her to suck this guy's dick for $500. She goes up. She's like, would you like to suck this guy's dick? And she's like, I don't know. It's just another porn star. It's just bad acting. But that was like a great one. I was like, oh, how fucking great is this? They used to really get me back in the day.
Man, you believed it.
I used to be a little porn addict.
You don't say.
I was really into porn for a while. Really into beating my dick for a while.
And sunrise, sunset.
It's just boring now. I feel pathetic while I'm doing it now. I still jerk off, but it's not the same sort of pleasure zone that I would bring myself to. Back in the day, I would really try to give myself like a lot of love. Like I take long sessions. I'd spend a lot of time trying to find the right video. Usually now I start watching porn and then I'm like, this sucks. And then I literally close my computer and I just beat off as fast as I can, just get it out and then move on with my day. There's nothing sexy about the way that I treat myself now.
Sorry.
I treat myself like if you're in a relationship for a long time, how the sex just turns into like just mindless fucking whatever.
You schedule it.
Yeah.
You
don't even...
There is something hilarious about the idea of Lewis angrily shutting the laptop and jerking off to fucking Dead Space. Like an ape.
I'll jerk off to like shit that girls like send me, like that type of shit, or like,
yeah, yeah, I get you.
Yeah, not yeah. fucking just whatever it is. It's just not thrilling anymore.
Sometimes you beat your dick. Sometimes your dick beats you.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that the truth, my friend? Somebody mentioned a school shooting. Was there a school shooting?
There was in Madison, Wisconsin. 15-year-old girl.
A girl was a shooter?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yep.
Went in.
No way.
Yeah. Straight up girl. You can find
can we
her.
See her?
That's her.
This girl with the dog.
She also shot that dog, too.
If she would have shot the dog, it would have gotten it out of her system.
You know?
Wow, she shot up a school.
Yeah.
When a girl does it, you're like, something's really fucked up there.
She also killed herself after.
See, that's what you should do it. That's the way you should do it. This is her shooting.
Yes.
That's crazy.
That's the drone. She took the drone in the distance.
Yeah, that's fucking wild, dude. How many people did she kill?
Two people. Two. As six other injured.
And it was just a straight up school shooting.
Man,
she went to.
Women are just not good at men's sports. Shoot for an hour and a half. Fucking 0-0.
Nobody takes it seriously anymore.
She went through
dude.
3,000 rounds. yeah, that's fucking wild. Is there any reason? Does she have like a letter or anything like that?
She left them. Her boyfriend had a notebook of hers, right?
Yeah.
And she quoted a bunch of these like extreme feminists. I think one of whom committed a terrorist attack a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And so some feminist shit?
Some feminist stuff. There's some racist stuff in there as well.
Oh, no.
She doesn't like the black people. The,
she dotted the I in nigger with a heart.
Yeah. Target.
Oh, shit. All right, you know, what are you going to do? You know, girl fucking went on a shot. You know...
It's that age, though.
It's
you know,
just
it's that age.
Hey, that's it's 2024. Ladies be doing it for themselves. You know?
All right,
women be shooting.
We're done. You guys are the shit. Thank you for watching today's Lewis and Zach show. We'll be back on Friday. Actually, I'm not in on Friday. It's going to be a Zach-led show with Robbie Goodwin co-hosting, which is always a ton of fun. Robbie's been killing it on the show lately. You guys are the shit. And we love you guys. Thank you for being here. Thank you guys for subscribing. And we'll check you next Monday. Oh, it's going to be live from Austin next Monday. Special Austin podcast coming to you. So we'll check you then. Peace. When they making noise.